have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Naomi in Illinois is feeling the chill. What's going on with your furnace?
Well, I wondered how you go about getting a proper furnace clean.
Well, that's a good question. And first of all, getting a furnace clean is a very important thing to do, and many people don't do it. They wrongly assume that if you turn your furnace on and it puts out heat, that it's doing so efficiently and safely, and it may not be the case. So to get your furnace clean, obviously it's a job that requires the skills of an HVAC contractor. First of all, they're going to clean the burners because gas burns dirty, just like any other fossil fuel. Like, you know, your car needs a tune-up, your furnace needs a tune-up. So they're going to clean the burners. They're going to adjust the airflow to get just the right flame. They're going to inspect the heat exchanger, and that's very important because the heat exchanger in your furnace is what keeps the combustion air separate from the house air. And if you have a crack in the heat exchanger or you have a rust out in the heat exchanger, then you could have a mix of combustion air with the house air, and that's a problem because that could lead to a carbon monoxide situation.
Oh.
And then lastly, they're going to check the draft to make sure that there's no obstructions in the draft, and that means that all the gas is going up through the furnace and out through the vent pipe or the chimney, and it's going up through your roof and away. So those are basically what's involved. They're also cleaning out the blower compartment, replace the filters, and so on. That's generally what's involved in
furnace
cleaning.
Tom, is that not something that's done when you get your heating provider to come in and service the whole system?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about,
you know,
getting the whole system serviced. But those, I think Naomi was asking what's involved and what are the steps and what should be covered. And those are basically the elements. They'll also be checking gas lines for leaks if it's a gas system. So that's everything that's touched, and that's why it's a job for a pro. Definitely a job that should be done once a year in the fall and winter, because just because your heat comes on doesn't mean it's operating safely. And if it's not operating efficiently, you could be wasting gas, or it could be very unsafe and it could hurt you.
And also, Naomi, you should look into who your heating provider is and call them up, because generally they'll offer you a service plan, which will be, you know, a couple of $100, usually in the $200 to $300 range. And then that covers pretty much any repairs. So generally, if you didn't have a service plan and you invited them in to come in and service the furnace for the season, they're going to charge you to walk in the door. They're going to charge you for any parts that might be required, but with this, you know, fee that you pay for the service charge, they'll come in, they'll fix everything. You know, we had something similar happen with the motor on our furnace, and they replaced it three times, which would have cost us thousands of dollars, but it only cost us $200.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Naomi, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.